The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Let's get to this. This is one of those, stop someone on the street and ask them a question.
This is like all my algorithm is these days.
It's a lot of these.
Yeah, it's a lot of people on the street. Hey, what's your body count?
Yeah, I think so. This is a woman offering a public service announcement to men.
What? What's your question?
What's the best gift a guy can get you on Valentine's Day?
We do not want necklaces with the hearts on it. Okay? We don't want those. We do not want those. I will tell you what we want. We want a Sephora gift card for $100 plus. Okay. And we want flowers. And we want a bottle of wine.
Okay.
And or a nice fancy-ass dinner.
Yeah.
That's what we want. Do not waste your money on a heart necklace this Valentine's Day.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah, there are. I think what she says is mostly accurate for a lot of people, but also she has drinking volume.
Oh man, she's screaming into that microphone, and you don't have to scream into a microphone. That's what a microphone does for you.
It amplifies.
She's looking at the distance where the camera is, and believes, oh, I have to yell to get to the camera.
But she's
you know
right.
something, I don't think that she thinks that. I think that this is normal volume.
I do too, Steve.
That's possible. That is possible.
I think this is just run of the mill.
Probably unfair, but she seems like somebody who talks about how hot she is, and everybody around her is like, you're not that hot. They don't say it, but they all know. They're like, oh man.
Okay,
Chloe sure thinks she's a smoke show, but she's really just a problem.
She looks really cute in her outfit, though. But I will say this. I have a question. Have any of y'all ever bought a heart necklace for a girl before?
I don't think so, because I think this has been, not this video, but this has come up over the years enough where...
You don't do it.
No.
Somebody's out there doing it.
I mean, somebody is. No, I think...
That's all anybody wants to sell, dudes.
I don't think I ever did that, but if I did, it would have been like lifetimes ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, like high school. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a lot of recollections of what I might have gotten my girlfriend in high school. Yeah, I don't...
I'm sure I have.
I have no idea, but I don't think I did.
I bet I have.
Kelly, do you have a whole drawer of them?
No, I've only...
Like charger cords for electronics.
You silver, gold, rose gold. You like the little diamonds. They're not real. No, those little heart necklaces, you see them every year right around this time. I'm like, who's buying those for their girls?
Yeah, I was never pendant guy. I have bought necklaces before, but not with... I was never into cutesy charm things. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like giving things that I don't want to look at.
Yeah.
I mean, you know there are some dudes that are holding a heart right now. They're ready to drop, and this has spoiled their morning.
Oh,
they're
send
like,
a picture right now.
Man, I was all ready.
Show code.
Maybe your gal's the one that likes it.
Some do. Some like that type of thing, without question.
There's
someone
who likes everything.
I mean, I dated a girl who was happy to have furniture that had hearts carved into it. You know, I mean, some people like
definitely bought a heart necklace,
like with a pocket knife.
Definitely did.
No. Like, I mean, that country look. Mm-hmm. You know, a country style house, especially in the 90s.
Heart patterns.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah,
like that country
was
style
really,
was like.
Yeah, it was popular.
Ew. That sounds gross.
But I never, never my style, but there are plenty of people who like that.
You're trying to get some from a girl with a heart couch.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sometimes.
You definitely bought a heart necklace, Hot Wings. I can see it. Definitely free beer. And I can see Steve doing it too. I can see all three of y'all doing it.
No, I don't think I bought a heart necklace.
I'm not
What's the
I'm
dumb
sure
thing
that I have. I don't remember specifically, but I'm sure that I have.
I was never dating anyone at Valentine's Day till my brain wasn't as soft. So that's the only reason. What are the dumb things that you have bought for dudes that you thought they'd really like? What's the female equivalent?
That's a good question.
Probably like a tool set that you can put in your car.
That they already have like right. 9 of them.
Yeah.
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 Probably.
It's got the quarter inch and 3/8 inch drive ratchets.
I got you Allen wrench.
That's
I got
true.
You a tape measure.
Yeah, there's not a romantic equivalent for guys. It's the, hey, this would be useful for you.
Well, unless it's like some kind of like cheap cologne, maybe.
Yeah, I don't like buying people fragrances. How are you going to buy something that you like the smell of and just assume somebody else is? People are so particular.
Well, I think in that case, though,
like
I mean, I don't really wear cologne anymore, but like in the 90s, I would wear cologne. Mm-hmm. That's what people would do. And I would always say, I will wear what you like. I don't really, I mean, unless you want me to smell like crap,
mm-hmm.
then I don't, I don't really have much of a preference. I want you to think I smell good. I don't care if anybody else does.
This text, my wife is wearing pants with hearts all over them today. I think I'll be fine if I get her the heart necklace.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I mean,
that's someone who's into Valentine's.
Some people like that stuff, you know?
Like I said,
I mean, obviously,
there's someone who likes everything.
Right.
Any scenario we throw out there, there is at least one person that's into it.
If you're listening and you have fallopian tubes inside you, you better sit down because you're about to get roasted. Dude writes, there isn't an example for the guys because they don't bitch about all the gifts they get.
Boom.
Roasted, lady.
Okay, then I'm going to get you a heart necklace, sir. Send your address. Wear it every day. If you don't, you're a pussy.
If you don't, I know you're mad at me.
Women be bitching, right?
Yeah,
women be bitching.
We be bitching. Just the chickens clucking away, you know what I mean?
This text, it's okay to buy a woman a heart necklace if she's a mom and it's from the kids.
That is cute.
That's different.
Like the birthstone ones, too, where the little bellies are birthstones. We definitely did that to my mom, and she wore it all the time. I bet her friends were like, that is fugly. Stop wearing that.
I'd wear anything my kids got me.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
That's really true. This text, a girl gave me Oakley oil rig sunglasses that guys with lifted trucks and roll coal wear. They were $200, but I could not bring myself to wear them.
Are they the bright yellow
ones? Yeah, like wrap around. It takes a real special kind of person to pull that off.
This text, trust me, I'm not getting anything. In fact, I'm going out to check my brake lines.
Have a Valentine's Day.
I love
snip,
how that's,
snip.
That's become such a recurring theme on this show.
Yeah.
Pre-Bear and Hot Wing Show. I 1,000% bought a rose gold heart necklace for my girlfriend, but it has her birthstone in the middle. Is that better or worse?
Wait, so current, like you just bought it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I guess it could have been recently or it could be for a gift later on today.
I'm going to need to know ages. Are you 19? Then yes, it's fine.
Send a picture. Oh,
boy.
I mean, I don't know. It's probably ugly.
I don't think
straight up with you. It's probably ugly.
I mean, honestly, it depends on the birthstone.
It's all subjective,
though. Yeah.
If it's tiny enough
it...
where people can't see the heart, cool. But, man, if it's a heart that's big enough to see with the birthstone, it just get the birthstone.
This person wrote, also, you guys have made me question my entire love life of gifting on my ride to work, so thanks for that.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound like you're very creative, but... but it might be okay.
This text, I'm not taking advice on what to get the woman in my life from a woman who wears Adam Sandler's clothes and brags about how she doesn't need deodorant.
I have deodorant on after Hot Wings told me I smelled. I've been wearing deodorant, guys, okay? And I am in peak Adam Sandler clothing right now. I'm wearing pants that I bought from Costco and a tourist sweatshirt, okay?
Was that from
it's
Joshua
true.
Tree?
Yes, this is from Joshua Tree. Isn't it cool?
It looked like a
good old Ross waded deep into the ditch to pick this weedy flower.
This ditch pickle. I know what it means now. I know what it means to be a ditch pickle now. But you know what? I'm comfortable and it's safe.
I'm not taking gift giving advice from somebody who comes from a long line of terrible gift givers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah, you'd probably buy that heart necklace and then put it in your drawer at home.
Yeah, go buy a heart necklace then, guys. Go, everybody. And ladies who have ladies, go buy them. Go buy one.
I agree with you.
You got a them or a they? Go buy them a heart necklace. I bet they'll love it. Take my advice.
Yeah.
I am telling the truth.
Maybe get them a kayak, but don't actually give it to them.
Oh,
my dad has it's a paddleboard, and he has one now. And now I'm stuck with two at my house.
Maybe give them a big beach towel with a giant wolf head on it or something.
That's what my family got me.
With a double exposure. This text, I'm an elementary school teacher wearing heart pants today, and I don't even want a heart necklace.
Yeah.
I got my fiance a heart necklace, but in the middle, there's a little thing you look through, and it says, I love you in 100 different languages. Is that cool?
So it's like
100? My God, I hope she has good eyesight.
This is like one of those little things that you
like a ViewMaster.
It says side note just yesterday she said, I really hope you do something thoughtful and not just buy me something for Valentine's this year, so I think I'm in a lot of trouble.
I think if you've been together a while, I think the point is to put a little thought into it. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't even have to be like awesome or anything. It's just like you went, this will bring her joy or amuse her or something. If it's just you can tell I got this at the gas station on the way home because I forgot. It's a silk. It's a fake silk flower.
Steve, will you show the photo that came in from a 920 area code at 7:14 a.m. Eastern time?
Yeah.
With the phrase, I'm screwed, so that people watching on the webcam, the fancy idiots and Hot Wings and Kelly, can see why this person might possibly think they're screwed as this Valentine's Day arrives.
What time did you say it came in?
14 after, 7:14 a.m.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
How bad is it?
I mean, it, you know, it depends on the person. Beauty in the eye of the beholder.
No. Okay.
All right.
I don't think you're screwed. Honestly, I don't.
Okay. All right.
I don't think you're screwed at all, because that is obviously something that is niche, whatever you want to say. I think that the person receiving this is going to like it.
It looks like Beetlejuice and his bride in jewelry form with a heart dangling above them.
It's obviously
isn't that like the Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's obviously for someone who's really into that. I would hope
that they are really into that, because it's quite specific.
But if you, Steve, if you showed us a heart that was also the shape of a car you're refurbishing, we'd be like, oh, she must be into that. But it could be wildly off base as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
So
I would think that the person that bought this is smart enough to know his audience.
It's it's causing a little dissonance for me, because all the diamonds around the edges suggest somebody who wears sweaters from J. Crew, but the middle suggests somebody who wears T-shirts from Hot Topic.
This text, it's Jack Skellington. I love it.
Oh man, I don't.
If it's on a person who really likes that stuff, then I think it's perfectly fine.
Right. Like, I don't like that. I'm sure that my wife wouldn't like that.
Right. You have to be into that, you know. I mean,
but look, they wouldn't make that if there wasn't someone that they knew was going to buy it.
I think they must be fans.
Well, I mean,
to buy that.
I think a lot of jewelers make things knowing that some people have bad taste.
This one, the last Valentine's Day with my now ex-husband, we were together. He got me a 4x4 T-shirt from the gas station.
Sweet.
He bought his mistress a dozen roses and an engagement ring.
Not so sweet.
I think that sounds very sweet.
Well,
I mean, for the other person, not so much.
Wow,
for
so
you.
he was already
but
proposing
to
his mistress.
Yeah, if he's already that checked out, I mean, you're lucky you got anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you're lucky he didn't give you chlamydia.
Yeah. Is the 4x4 T-shirt at least the right size?
Keeps on giving.
Yeah, I'd rather take the T-shirt.
You sure?
I like a good T-shirt.
I mean, I don't know.
I guess yeah.
I've never had a genital burning before, so I don't know. Maybe I'd like it. But I don't think so.
Okay, this one's funny. The worst was when my ex-husband and I were in the middle of separating. He bought me one of those platinum-dipped roses they advertised on his stupid podcast he listens to all the time. We were married 10 years, and these are the things he knew. I hate the smell of roses. Cut flowers are a waste, and I hate impractical gifts. It's like he said, hey, I want to make sure you know I hate you.
Mm-hmm. And he probably got it for free because he was doing reads for him.
Well, I don't think he hosted the podcast. Mm-hmm. She said he listens to the podcast.
Oh, I thought it said hosted.
I mean, everybody does have a podcast, so maybe he listens to his own.
I mean, it's possible.
It takes no skill to do a podcast.
Yeah, might be the only person listening.
My unique Valentine's Day is this. My boyfriend at the time had bought around 100 cards, one about 3 feet tall and a foot and a half wide. We'd rented a hotel room, and when I woke up, I was surrounded by Valentine's Day cards and rose petals. It was so romantic. He had personalized each card, and I was amazed with how much he'd done while I was asleep. A week later, he stole $100 from my purse for his crack dealer because he was on crack, and that's why he bought so many cards and sat there for hours signing or writing small notes of love in each one.
Wow.
So that romantic.
What a plot twist that is. She writes, it's not every day your boyfriend cheats on you for crack.
He needed the money. He spent $600 on cards. That's a lot of cards.
On the subject of gifts, it wasn't for Valentine's Day, but my boyfriend gave me the Nightmare Before Christmas necklace for Christmas this past year, and I love it.
Well, yeah, that's good. He knows you.
We're both big fans of the movie, and it was actually a nightmare calendar at my desk at work that initially sparked conversation between us to break the ice. We talked about collectibles. It's been 4.5 years since that first conversation, and it holds a special place in my heart. and it's a timeless love story. I enjoy your show, but I'm so mad that you would say that necklace was a bad gift for me.
I was on board with
it. Yeah, we said if you know that that is something she would really like, then that's good.
Not me. And I'm not on board with it. It's ugly. It's tacky. And anybody,
you're not the audience.
I know I'm not the audience. I know I'm not. I'm just letting you know it's ugly. I don't like it. And if my coworker came in wearing that fugly necklace and was like, look at what my husband got me, I'd be like, ew, you're one of those people that's so into a movie, you'd wear it on a necklace as I'm wearing my National Park t-shirt. So I have no room to talk. I'm just letting you know that's my kind of ugly. So I'm glad that you like it, and I really hope that your wife pretends to like it in a way that's believable.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.